So, on today's video, we're looking at yearly dividends. Now, this one, it isn't particularly high, it isn't particularly low, but at the moment, you're looking at 4.88% on a yearly basis, which is about $2 every year. So at the moment it's 168. As you can see, it's had a considerable run up in the past, and there's no reason why it can't sort of continue this sort of trend in the future. So Simon Property Group is an American real estate investment trust that invests in shopping malls, outlet centers, and community lifestyle centers. It is the largest owner of shopping malls in the United States and is headquarters in Indianapolis. I mean, it started in 1960 and it's got nearly 3,000 employees as of that date that it was recorded. So let's have a particular look at the dividends. So the next Simon Property dividend will go X in 12 days. So here they declare it normally on the 6th of May 2024. So the next one will be 5th of August 2024, declaration date. So you need to hold the shares before this date or on this date. So that for this example, it will be the 7th of June 2024, 9th of September 2024. Then you would have gotten paid on the 28th of June and the 30th of September. So what that is looking is about a 4.88 dividend, and I was wrong. The payment on this is quarterly, so you'll be getting a quarter of this amount every 3 months. So let's go back and have a look a bit about the company. Here we go, Simon. Good domain name. So it's let's look at the brands that it's got. So it's got a load of different brands. I mean, so many that you've got to categorize. So there's a whole load of different brandings. You've got a whole load of different centers all around the United States, and they manage and run these particular malls, and that is the dividend that you get. And because it's a REIT, you get I believe it's at least 80% of any income after tax and etc. So I think that this particular investment over time, will mean that more and more people will still want to go to the mall. There's still going to be a lot of shopping at home, but there's a significant amount of products, mostly things that you have to try on and wear, where you would still go down to the mall. Relevant entertainment like cinema, bowling, etc., will still be an experience that is needed at the mall. So I think this particular share will probably pay out a good dividend. What I would do if I was buying this, I would probably ascertain how much money I wanted to put in this, and then I would probably look to put in a limit order so that I would buy at a fairly healthy retracement, and then I would probably put in another fairly healthy retracement, because that is the way you get into a, well, probably most shares, because you don't want to pay top dollar. You don't always have to have a limit order if you're monitoring the market and there is a healthy retracement. That will probably change it for all shares. So get in and then probably not put all of your money in one go. Wait to get in at a number of different entries, because with a lot of these dividends, you want to keep them long term, because over time, the dividend percentage should increase. Please always take into account that what I am saying is for information only purposes. So do your own research, and if you do not know enough about investing, then get further advice. You can lose all or a significant amount of the monies invested. The percentage given isn't a guarantee, because the dividend will change depending on the change in the actual share price. But if you get in at a lower level, you would get capital appreciation as well as a dividend. So if you had put over here, the dividend will be totally different, and then you would got a significant amount of capital appreciation. So thank you very much for your time. And this is an example of getting an annual dividend. Now, the thing with getting, this is an annual dividend, but paid out quarterly. But the thing with this is that you're going to be, if you're not fully understanding compounding, the thing with compounding is that after the first sort of 8 or 9 years, the actual compounding means that your returns start going stratospheric or exponential. So that is why I believe you need a mixture of shares and long-term instruments that will actually pay out a dividend. Now, you do not have to hold this share, because as soon as it goes ex-dividend, you don't need to keep the share. So it may be something for you to look at historically. If you buy the share before it goes ex-dividend, historically the price may go up, or you can buy at a particular time when you get a pullback. You get paid the dividend amount, so it'll be annual amount divided by four, and you could also get some significant capital appreciation. So it's entirely up to you whether you want to do that and then re-enter the market at another time, or you want to just keep it long term. I mean, a lot of the people, you decide on a percentage of the money that you want in each particular one. So you sort of spread the risk, and then you get this dividend on that period, in this case on a quarterly basis, and then you can have that cash which you can invest in something else. So if you found this little video of interest, please donate so that I can continue running this channel. Also, if you want to sponsor these particular videos, you can reach out to me. All the information will be in the show notes. And also, please, can you sponsor? And also, can you try and comment and share so I can increase my channel? That'll be lovely. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the next video. Have a good one. Thank you very much. Goodbye.